Hi guys, I am your host Brittany and welcome to One Hot Mess. Hi guys, today we're going to be talking about signs that you are in a relationship with a genuinely authentic person. So, being in a relationship with an authentic person, it's kind of like finding a rare gem in a sea of stones. You know what I mean? Like, it's a treasure that can transform your life in the most profound ways. But how do you know if your partner is genuinely authentic? I mean, after all, in this world full of pretense and, you know, superficiality, authenticity can be quite elusive. But fear not, I've got you covered. I'm here to offer some signs that you are in a relationship with the or a whatever real deal, and go over the signs that have guided some people, maybe myself, through some relationships and have been proven through years of advising couples. So, are you ready to discover the 7 signs you're in a relationship with a genuinely authentic person? Hope so. And trust me, these insights could make all the difference between an enriching relationship and one that leaves you feeling empty. So, the first, number one, they are consistently themselves. Authenticity is all about being true to oneself, regardless of the setting or the situation. If your partner is the same person at home as they are at a party, and if they don't change their behavior based on who they're with, that is a sign of genuine authenticity. It shows a level of comfort with who they are and a refusal to hide or alter their identity to fit into a specific mold. This doesn't mean that they never adapt or adjust. After all, we all have different roles in life, but if their core personality and values remain consistent, you know you're with someone who's genuinely real. Number 2, they are unafraid to show vulnerability. Love this one. It seems counterintuitive a little bit. We often associate authenticity with strength and confidence, but a humongous big ass part of being genuine is the ability to show vulnerability. If your partner is willing to share their fears, insecurities, and weaknesses with you, that's a sign of authenticity. It just shows that they trust you enough to let you see them at their most vulnerable. They're not interested in putting up a front or pretending to be perfect. And if you think about it, vulnerability, it really requires courage. The courage to be open and honest, even when it's difficult or uncomfortable. It's about being real, not just when things are going well, but also when they're not. So, if your partner is unafraid to show their vulnerable side, you can be sure that you are in a relationship with a genuinely authentic person. Number 3, they respect your independence. True authenticity, it comes with understanding and respecting boundaries. So, in some of my experiences, I've discovered that an authentic person values their partner's individuality and their independence. They understand that a healthy relationship isn't about losing yourself in the other, but rather about growing and evolving together while still remaining one's uniqueness. And this reminds me of something that I read in a book, which dives deep into maintaining your identity while being in a relationship. And if your partner encourages you to pursue your passions and respect your personal space and never tries to control or change you, then you are with someone who genuinely respects your independence. This is the mark of a truly authentic person, someone who promotes mutual growth and independence rather than codependency. This respect for individuality is a vital sign of authenticity that should not be overlooked. Number four, they're comfortable with disagreement. Disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but how your partner handles them, well, it can reveal a lot about their authenticity. So a genuinely authentic person, they're not afraid of disagreements. They understand that everyone is entitled to their own opinions and that differences can lead to growth and better understanding. Instead of resorting to blame or avoidance, they engage in constructive conversations and they seek resolution. As someone wise once said, the measure of intelligence is the ability to change. That person would be Albert Einstein. And this rings true in relationships. I mean, authentic people are open to change and learning from disagreements. So, yeah. If your partner sees disagreements as an opportunity for growth rather than a threat, you are likely with a genuinely authentic person, a real man or woman. Number five, they are present in the moment. If your partner listens to you attentively when you're talking, invests their time and energy in the relationship, and shows genuine interest in your life, guess what? They're probably an authentic person. In this fast-paced world where distractions are definitely abundant, it's easy to lose sight of the present. But authentic people resist this temptation. They make a conscious effort to be here and now, fully engaged in whatever they're doing or whoever they are with. So, yeah, you know, they'll just want to be there when you're going through a rough patch, and they, not just physically, but emotionally too, they will be present in each moment. They'll listen to your concerns, offering comfort, and just being there for you. So if your partner is present and fully engaged in your relationship, you've got yourself a genuinely authentic person. And number six, they are not afraid to apologize. Apologizing when you are wrong is a significant indicator of authenticity. It shows humility, responsibility, and the capacity of self-reflection. I mean, if your partner can admit their mistakes and apologize sincerely without making excuses, you're dealing with not only a genuinely authentic person, but a man, a real ass man. Okay. And as far as I know, there are few of them out there. So hold on tight if you have this type of person. So, yeah, if they mess up instead of making excuses. They're going to admit to that mistake and apologize sincerely. It's not about the mistake, but the acknowledgement and the sincere apology that follows. Authentic people understand that we all make mistakes. And what matters most is acknowledging them and seeking forgiveness. And number 7, they show their love, not just speak it. Because as they say, actions speak louder than words. You know, I know, a cliche, but an absolute truth when it comes to authenticity in relationships. A genuinely authentic person doesn't just say they love you, they show it through their actions. They make an effort to express their love in ways that matter to you. They might surprise you with your favorite meal after a long day, or comfort you when you're upset, or just simply hold your hand when you need reassurance. Their love is not confined to grand gestures or special occasions. It is consistent and woven into the daily fabric of your lives together. It's raw, it's real, and it's tangible. So if your partner's actions consistently align with their words, you are in a relationship with a truly authentic person. So, the complexities of human behavior and relationships, they often have profound connections with our inherent traits and values. And such a connection, I mean, like the relationship between you and a genuinely authentic person, this connection, while complex, can be transformative, offering a deep sense of understanding, love, and mutual respect. So being in a relationship with an authentic person is like embarking on a journey of truth and honesty. It's about embracing vulnerability, respecting individuality, navigating disagreements constructively, and consistently expressing love through actions. So as we have explored these 7 signs, it is important to remember that authenticity isn't about perfection, but about being real, raw, and honest. It's about remaining true to yourself while being open to growth and change. I mean, I have found that these signs of authenticity are not just indicators, but pillars on which a meaningful relationship can be built. And just remember, every relationship is unique and beautiful in its own way. And as you navigate your own journey of love and authenticity, keep these signs in mind as kind of like a guiding light toward a genuine connection. Okay, so we just discussed the amazing partner who is genuinely authentic. So now let's talk about some actions you can take today to start living more authentically. Living an authentic life, it often feels like a lofty goal, somewhat unattainable. I can talk. And vague, but what if I told you it's actually as simple as making small changes in your daily routine? When you live authentically, you live in alignment with your values, beliefs, and true self. It's about stripping away the pretenses and living life on your own terms. The good news is that there are practical actions you can start taking today to live a more authentic life. And we're going to go over them now, okay? It's time to ditch the facade and embrace your true self. Okay, so the first thing is living an authentic life. It starts with self-reflection. Why, you may ask? Because understanding ourselves is the first step towards authenticity. It involves examining our thoughts, our emotions, beliefs, and values. It's about understanding what truly drives us, what makes us happy, and what we truly want out of life. In a world that is constantly bombarding us with images of what we should be, self-reflection allows us to cut through the noise and just focus on who we really are. So take some time each day for self-reflection. You can do this through journaling, meditation, or just simply sitting in silence for a few minutes. Remember, this is not about judging ourselves or striving for perfection. It's about understanding and accepting ourselves just as we are. And when we know ourselves better, we can live more authentically. So start today. Who knows what you might discover about yourself? And one of the most transformative actions I think that you can take towards living more authentically is learning to say no. You know, there's a lot of yes people out there where you find yourself agreeing to do things that you really don't want to do just to keep everyone else happy. But all that's going to do is leave you feeling drained and basically living for others and not yourself. So you need to decide right now to start saying no. At first, yeah, it'll probably feel a little uncomfortable. You might be worried about letting people down or coming off as rude, but the more you practice saying no to things that do not align with your values or your desires, the more authentic and content you will feel. Saying no means saying yes to yourself and your needs. So it allows you to reclaim your time, energy, and ultimately your authenticity. So if you find yourself constantly doing things out of obligation rather than desire, maybe it's time you started saying no more often. Like I said, it might be uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's so worth it. And actually, research shows that practicing mindfulness, it can help reduce stress, increase focus, it can improve emotional well-being, and even boost our immune system. But more importantly, for this discussion, mindfulness allows us to live more authentically. It helps us connect with our true selves and live in alignment with our values. So just consider incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine, whether it's through meditation, mindful eating, or just taking a moment to breathe and focus on the present moment. Every little bit helps. Also, to live authentically, we need to embrace vulnerability. This means opening ourselves up to the possibility of being hurt or rejected. It's about being honest with ourselves and others about our feelings, desires, and fears. It's about having the courage to show our true selves, even when it's scary or uncomfortable. Being vulnerable definitely is not easy. It requires bravery and strength And it certainly doesn't mean sharing every detail of your life with everyone you meet. But by allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, we create space for genuine connections with others. We also give ourselves permission to be imperfectly human. Embracing vulnerability can lead to a deeper sense of authenticity and fulfillment. So come on, guys, take the plunge, open up, share your truth, and just let your authentic self shine, okay? Now, one of the most crucial steps in living authentically is aligning your actions with your values. We all have a set of core values that guide us. These are deeply held beliefs that influence our decisions and shape our behavior. They reflect what is most important to us. But there can sometimes be a disconnect between what we value and how we live our lives. We might value health but neglect self-care, or value honesty but find ourselves lying to avoid conflict. This disconnect is a barrier to living authentically. When our actions don't align with our values, it can lead to feelings of dissatisfaction. So take some time to identify your core values and then evaluate your life and see where you might be out of alignment and make a conscious effort to align your actions with your values. And remember, it's not about being perfect. No. It's about striving for consistency between what we believe and how we live. Okay, and there's going to be times when we stumble, make mistakes, or fall short of our own expectations, and that's okay. It's during these times that showing compassion to ourselves becomes essential. Instead of beating ourselves up or being overly critical, we need to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would extend to a good friend. Remember, we are all human after all, and humans definitely are not perfect. We're all just doing the best that we can with what we have, and sometimes that means falling down and getting back up again. So, next time you stumble, instead of berating yourself, just try offering yourself some compassion. Acknowledge the pain or disappointment you feel, but also remind yourself that is part of the human experience. Living authentically means recognizing our imperfection and loving ourselves anyway. So just be gentle with yourself. You deserve it. And please, please, please let go of comparison. Like, I know a lot of people often find themselves constantly comparing their life with others. I mean, social media, am I right? Every time you scroll through that feed, you'll see perfect, picture-perfect snapshots of people's lives, and sometimes you can't help but feel inadequate in comparison. But guess what? This constant comparison is robbing you of your happiness and your authenticity. It's kind of like, or as if you're living someone else's life, striving for someone else's goals. So you need to decide right now to let go of that shit. And instead of focusing on others' lives, start focusing on your own. Start celebrating your achievements, however small they may be. And you know what? The more you stop comparing, the happier and more authentic you will feel. So if you find yourself constantly comparing your life with others, maybe it's time to let go. And remember, your journey is unique to you. So focus on your own path and celebrate your own victories. It might not always be easy, but worth it. And sometimes our self-perception can be skewed, and we might not see ourselves as clearly as we think we do. And this is where seeking feedback from trusted people comes in. Feedback, it gives us a different perspective, and it helps us understand how we come across to others. It can highlight areas of growth we might have overlooked and affirm the things we are doing well. But it's important to seek feedback from the right people. These should be individuals who know you well, have your best interest at heart, and are capable of providing honest, constructive feedback. Remember, the goal of getting this feedback isn't to change who you are to please others. It's to gain a clearer understanding of yourself so you can continue to grow and live authentically. So don't shy away from feedback. Embrace it, learn from it, and use it as a tool for personal growth. And of course, be patient with yourself, because living authentically is a journey, not a destination. It's a process of continuous self-discovery and growth. It requires time, patience, and a lot of self-love. And there will be times when you feel like lost or confused, and times where you might question who you are and what you stand for, and that's totally okay. Remember, it's okay to not have all the answers. It's okay to make mistakes and learn from them. It's okay to be a work in freaking progress. So just be patient with yourself. Celebrate your wins, learn from your losses, and just trust in your journey. You are doing just fine. Embrace your journey. Living authentically is a deeply personal and transformative journey. It's about self-discovery, growth, and embracing your unique individuality. It's about stripping away the layers of societal expectations and embracing who you truly are. It's about living in alignment with your values, dreams, and desires. Authenticity isn't something that you achieve overnight. Like I said, it takes time and patience and a lot of self-compassion, but the journey itself is incredibly rewarding. Each step you take towards living more authentically is a step toward a more fulfilled, content, and vibrant life, a life that is uniquely yours. So, embrace your journey to authenticity, cherish it, savor it, and most importantly, live it. Because at the end of the day, there's no greater joy than being unapologetically you. All right, everyone, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please make sure to hit that follow button and share One Hot Mess with a friend. And I will talk to you guys later. Have a beautiful day.